Well, another Republican member of Alabama's congressional delegation joins us now with a different perspective. Mo Brooks is a member of the House Freedom Caucus. He represents Alabama's 5th District in northern Alabama and joins us by Skype. And Congressman Brooks, if your fellow Congressman Byrne is in favor of the bill with some tinkering, you and other members of your caucus have called this bill Republican welfare, Obamacare light, and a lump of coal. Pretty straightforward. Why are you so strongly opposed to the Republican plan?
Well, first and foremost is you have to look at our country's finances. Just in January, a month and a half ago, we were warned by the Congressional Budget Office that America's current financial path is unsustainable, quote unquote. Unsustainable in accounting language means that you're headed for insolvency and bankruptcy. And for us to even consider imposing yet another huge welfare program, entitlement program, on top of all those others that are already driving us into insolvency and bankruptcy, is the height of financial irresponsibility.
Well, let's explain, because under Obamacare, there was a subsidy. The Republican plan is offering a tax credit, but to you and others, that feels like the same thing?
Neither plan, Obamacare or the Republican welfare plan, are fully paid for with tax revenue. Both rely on deficit spending to come up with the money, to give away the money. And this deficit spending is going to bankrupt the United States of America. I'm not going to be for it.
Well, you also remind us that there actually hasn't been an accounting of this plan. The Congressional Budget Office has not, there are no figures on it. But take up Medicaid for just a second. More than half of the 20 million Americans who are insured under Obamacare, 10 million of those people got that insurance through the Medicaid expansion. Now, we just heard Representative Byrne say the Medicaid expansion was too generous. To remind people in states that took it, not Alabama, it expanded from the very poor to individuals making about $16,000 a year and families of four making up about $33,000. Now, to a lot of people, that doesn't sound overly generous. Are you concerned if those people are suddenly pulled out of the Medicaid expansion, 10 million, you're going to have just as much cost in trips to the emergency room in other ways?
Maybe I'm not breaking through the fog. If the United States of America goes belly up, goes into insolvency and bankruptcy, there will be no money for Medicaid, and there will be no money for those emergency room visits.
Look, premiums did go up in your state, an average of 36%. Obamacare subsidies offset most of those rate hikes for 90% of the people in your state. I hear you loud and clear that you're worried about a deficit. There are a lot of economists who say, you know, deficits are not necessarily a bad thing.
If there are any economists out there that are legitimate economists who think that deficit and debt is harmless, they need to go look at Venezuela right now, where they've had a huge weight loss program. It's caused by not having enough food to put on the table for people to eat.
Listen, your caucus will have to hold together to oppose this bill. Otherwise, you know, you won't keep it from passing. It's your Freedom Caucus is very important in this moment. Is the caucus going to hold together?
I can't answer that. All I can say is where I stand. In my judgment, there ought to be a complete repeal of Obamacare. We ought to implement free market things that we can do, like interstate competition for health insurance. And then we ought to turn it over to the states. And those states who want Obamacare, California, New York, they can pass it as long as they can pay for it.
Last question. Len Nichols, who's a health policy professor at George Mason, says the very population that voted for Trump, working class, without employer insurance, is going to end up the worse off through this Republican plan. You'd rather have no plan. I understand that. But do you worry about political blowback from your constituents if there isn't a plan to replace Obamacare, which is what they demanded in their vote?
Okay, let's be clear. If you repeal Obamacare, there is a replacement. That replacement is the best health care system in the world that we had in 2009 that cost a whole lot less than what people are being forced to pay now in premiums and in taxes. So that is a de facto replacement if you repeal Obamacare. But my constituents, they elected me to study these types of issues and to try to understand these issues better than they do so that I can be in a better position to act on their behalf. And if I save the United States of America from a debilitating insolvency and bankruptcy that looms on our horizon the people of my district will be most pleased.
Well, look, of course, back in 2009, people with pre-existing conditions could not get covered. So this debate is going to go on. Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a member of the Freedom Caucus, staunchly against the new Republican replacement health care plan. Congressman Brooks, thanks so much for talking to us.
My pleasure. Have a good one.